Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. This show is for jazz pianists who are putting in the work, practicing, studying, listening, but still feel unclear about how everything is supposed to fit together. If you've ever felt like you're jumping between ideas without a clear path, let me tell you this, you are not alone. And the good thing is you're in the right place. Let's get into today's episode.
Most jazz piano students practice a lot. They practice a lot and they still feel stuck. And I did this almost my entire career. And when you practice, that shouldn't happen, right? We want to feel a feeling of progress. Progress in life or in anything we do relates to happiness. It actually equates to happiness. So when we go and practice, and if you're a committed player, and we sit down and practice for a long time, but we see no results, and sometimes we even get worse, that disconnect is what makes students quit. It's what made me quit. It's what I see in students everywhere, all over the world, trying to get better at jazz piano, is the disconnect between practice and progress. And usually, it's not a lack of effort, because I know you're listening to this podcast right now, and you're thinking, I practice a lot, and I'm not reaching my goals. I don't get to the place I want. I'm not playing the way that I imagine that I want to be able to play. I'm not playing with freedom. I'm not playing with ease. I play with discouragement, doubt, right? And all of this, almost always, 99% of the time, comes down to these three things in this order. It comes down to why you're practicing, what you're practicing, and how you're practicing. I'll say that again. It comes down to why you're practicing, what you're practicing, and how you're practicing. And I'm just going to tell you a real quick story, but you've probably seen, well, maybe not, because you might be isolated in the piano environment, but there's a lot of students that I see, obviously, because I'm around and involved with students teaching, that one student, student A, and student B will start in the exact same spot. Student B will be doing XYZ. Student A will be doing XYZ. In 1 year, one student has made drastically more progress than the other. Drastically, like huge, like, oh my God, you sound, it's not double, triple, it's like 10x, 10 times the amount of progress than the other student has. And most of the time, and you can literally go minute for minute a lot of times if you set them at the same exact practice schedule, meaning if student A is practicing for an hour a day and student B is practicing for an hour a day equally for the full year, guaranteed one student will be so much further ahead than the other student. And I see it happen all the time. So like I said, it comes down to these three things, and I want to talk about this in the podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. So point number one, why? The why. Why are you practicing? Okay? And when you work on these points and you really think about them, it's going to drastically change the amount of progress that you make in your jazz piano journey. And I'm asking you, right? Why are you practicing? Like, why are you practicing piano? I can get into this more. I'm going to get into it in a second, but is it to reach a goal? Is it to feel productive? Is it for fun? Is it to feel less guilty? Is it to feel like you're doing something, right? Or like, are you avoiding uncomfortable stuff? You know, the why is the first thing because it literally translates into the next two topics. Okay, but the why, your goal, is the most important thing because it directly translates into the what. So you have to have a very, very specific goal. And a lot of times, students don't understand what knowledge or path translates into what they want. And a lot of times, students don't even know what they want. So I'm going to lay it out for you here, black and white, okay? So you can choose your goal. And this is actually in so many of my free materials, my roadmap, which you can get by going to jazzpianoschool.com/roadmap, completely free. But knowing your why when you practice will literally dictate what you practice and then how you practice. So you need to know your why. And so many students have goals like I want to play jazz piano, or I want to play funk, or I want to play like Oscar Peterson, or I want to play like Brad Meldow or Keith Jarrett, right? But there's so many nuances to that. So I'm going to break it down for you, okay? There's three goals that you should always work towards as far as your why. Three goals. This is your why. Now, if you have a why, and your why or your goal is to play with other musicians, that requires a certain skill set. So you sit down to practice because I want to be able to play in a band with other musicians, like in a jazz trio and a quartet. I want to do combos. I want to play with other musicians. All right. So that may be your why. You also might have a why. This is goal number two of saying, I want to be able to sit down and play solo piano lead sheets. Okay. Jazz standards. I want to play solo piano. Solo piano is a different skill set than group playing. Those two goals are completely separate. You need to understand this as a student. That's completely separate types of practice. It's completely different types of education and what to practice and how to practice, right? So you can't just go on YouTube and expect everything to just be wrapped into one thing. Just learning jazz piano isn't just all the information. It's not just go get as much information as you want, right? You need to know what your goal is. Why are you practicing, right? So now I'm going to get more specific on solo piano in just a second, because it's still not enough to just say, I want to learn how to play solo piano, because even within that category, we have a hierarchy of other goals that will determine what information you practice, all right? But anyway, I'm going to move on to goal number three for a second. And why you practice might be because I want to be able to sit down and improvise. And I'll go to that in just a second, right? So I hear so many students, A, not know why they're practicing. They think they're practicing because they think they know what they want, but they really don't. They just say, I want to play jazz piano. But what do you want? And it's okay to want different things, but you need to have a hierarchy and a target. And you need to go after these specific whys one at a time, or balanced at least, so you have a plan where you break an hour of practice down into half an hour on one thing and then half an hour on the next. But you can't just randomly sit down and just practice random stuff, because that's never going to do it for you. You're never going to reach your goal, I promise you. All right. So let's go back to solo piano for a second. So if your goal is to play, or your why is to play in with other musicians, you're going to need a certain type of material. You're going to need comping material. Now, this type of comping material actually applies to solo piano as well, because you need to comp for yourself in solo piano. You need to comp for yourself for solo piano. So I hear a lot of students say, hey, I want to play solo piano. I say, do you know how to comp? And they go, oh, I don't need to know how to comp. I just want to play solo piano. That is completely wrong. You have to comp for yourself in solo piano because you are doing everything. You're the accompaniment, you are the melody, you are the bass player, and you're the rhythm. So you're doing all roles at once as a solo pianist, okay? But the comping and accompaniment part for the why does break down into whether you want to play with other musicians or if your goal is to comp for yourself in solo piano and get better at solo piano. So I'll talk about that in just a second. If your goal for your why is to play in groups, some people it is, they want to play with other musicians, then guess what? What should be your main focus material? Voicings, comping voicings with a strategy on how to comp, right? Using my four zone system, zone 1, 2, 3, and 4, what types of voicings, how we play them, the rhythms. This prepares you to be a supportive accompaniment pianist and comp in groups. When you work on that type of education, you know what your goal is, you know what your why is, and you know, you essentially, this leads you to the what. I'm kind of spilling over into the what you practice, but because you have established that the goal is, I want to comp in a band and play with a bass player and a drummer or a saxophone player, right? Bass player and drummer are key, but this spills over, okay? That essentially leads you to the what. Now, improvisation is a different thing. It's a different skill set. I know everyone says, I want to be able to play in a band, and they Immediately, they might think, I want to be able to improvise in a band. That is different. That's a different skill set than just comping in a band. You can play in a band very easily. You can learn how to comp very easily for a group or even for solo piano, but improvisation is a different skill set. Do not bulk that together. Okay, solo piano. Let's go to why number two. If you're trying to play solo piano, as I alluded to before, it's not enough to just say, I want to learn how to play solo piano. There's three different styles of solo piano that I teach, and it's a system. What type of solo piano do you want to play? Because that's going to dictate what you need to practice. So you need to iron this out. Before you sit down at the piano, you literally need to write this down, which is going to lead you to knowing what you need to practice, right? So here are the three styles. Style number one, the ballad cocktail style. Now, do you want to practice? Is your why for practicing? Because you want to be able to play the cocktail style ballad. If it is, fantastic. Power to you. Is your why, the why you practice? Because you want to play slow swing. Now, cocktail style piano, I told myself I was going to do some more demos. Right, cocktail style. Stuff like that, that's the ballad style. Right there, that's your ballad style. Slow swing. Slow swing piano, style two. Style three, medium to fast, okay? Right, medium to fast style, that's a fast style. Now each one of those three styles that you want to learn how to play has a different set amount of education and skill set and materials that you need to work on. So again, if you sit down to say, I want to learn how to play solo piano, one of the major factors that's probably holding you back that's not equating to you making progress is that when you sit down to practice, you really have no idea what your goal is. And goals go so much deeper than you think they do. And if you can iron this out, you'll know what to practice to get you to specific goals. You literally have a roadmap, a path. And again, that's what my free resource is about. It's about giving you the roadmap. So you can have this all listed out in front of you with the components if you go get that. Finally, goal number three, improvisation. This splits into two categories. And this can be improvisation with solo piano improv. So if I go to improvise in a solo piano way, right, I have to do a completely different skill set than if I were to improvise with a band. Here's what solo piano improvisation sounds like. Right? Solo piano improv. If I'm improvising in a band, it would sound like this. Now, I don't have a band, but you'll hear the difference. Much different. Those are two different skill sets. So again, I ask you why. Why are you practicing? Okay. Now I went the longest on this point because it really starts to flow down into the other two points. You have to spend the most amount of time on educating yourself, understanding the framework of what I'm saying, right? Because when you do, then this is going to dictate why you're sitting down at the piano and dictate what you're practicing and how you're going to be practicing. Does that make sense? So again, if you want to see the framework, you can go get that free resource. It's also in my PJP and all. It's literally everything I teach now. So pick what your why is right now. as you're listening to this, write it down. If you're in the car, think about it. If you're at home, write it down. Which out of the styles I said, what's your why? What do you want? What's your goal, right?
All right, quick pause here before we keep going. If this episode is resonating with you in any way, and you're someone that's felt unclear about what to practice next, or how all of this fits together, including the information you find on the internet, I want to let you know I've built something amazing for all of that. And it's called the Proficient Jazz Pianist Path. This path organizes jazz piano around the three core goals every player is actually working towards: comping, solo piano, and improvisation. No guessing, no bouncing between random ideas, just a clear path forward. You can learn more by going to jazzpianoschool.com/PJP. jazzpianoschool.com/PJP for Proficient Jazz Pianist. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's move to point number two. Once you pick your why, everything becomes easier. Everything becomes easier. So now that you know your why, you know what you need to practice, right? You know what you need to practice. Excuse me. And from that, if you picked comping in a group, you need to practice my four-zone system, voicings, rootless voicings, different types of voicing. Two-hand voicings. Drop twos. Zone four. Right, and learn how to move around the piano with rhythms, different types of comping movements, obviously reharms, voicings, but again, voicings, chords, and harmonies are going to be your main focus. Now, all the comping zones here that I just went over, they still apply to playing solo piano. So if solo piano is your goal, a couple of these things tweak, but for the most part, it applies to playing with other people or playing solo piano. So what you practice really now comes from your why, and it's based on knowing the system and knowing what you need to practice. If you're playing cocktail-style piano, right, you need to be practicing harmonizations with the melody. So you're harmonizing the melody, you're working down. There's different types of two-hand voicings you need to be practicing. Through all of this, time, rhythm, but mainly a lot of harmonization. If you're practicing slow swing, you're going to need comping. You're going to still need harmonization. If you're practicing medium fast, you need a lot more other types of components for your left hand, aka some broken stride and different things like that, because your left hand is going to be jumping around a lot. So a lot of different types of areas like that, right? So knowing the why translates directly into the what. Now, improv is a whole different thing too, because I have a whole system there. I can't go directly into it all into this podcast, but you have to pick your improv style. There's foundational improv components that I teach in my PJP, which then lets you pick what style you want, blues, bebop, or modern. And yes, it is possible to do all three, but not at the same time. So you have a foundational improv improv style that you learn, which is core elements that you should be practicing. And again, how do you know if you should be practicing them or practicing more advanced? You take my proficiency test. You do proficiency tests on your own too, right? And so I've literally never seen anyone test out of my improv proficiency test. So if you want to take that, by all means, go for it. It's in the Proficient Jazz Pianist. But if you test out a proficiency, then you pick your style, blues, modern, or bebop. Then you move into learning that specific improv style. But again, you have to ask yourself, are you improvising solo piano? Or are you improvising with a group? Okay, because that's going to be a lot different as well. That's going to direct the ship, your directional compass as well as to what you need to practice and what you need to learn to get to your goal faster and not waste time and make your practice sessions efficient. That's why student A versus student B can be completely separate after that year is over with the same amount of practice time, is because everything I'm teaching you on this podcast right now. All right. So that's more or less the what. What you practice comes from the why in the system, right? Now, the how you practice applies to everything because student A and B can both do this right now. They can go through steps one and two, the why and the what. But when they get to step three, the how you practice, this is very important because this can actually make or change the game as well. Because if you are practicing, quote unquote, practicing, right? And what this looks like isn't you working on tools or actually diving into the concepts and methodologies that you don't know. If your practice sessions look like you just playing stuff you know, that, my friends, will not lead to progress. Unfortunately, I wish it could. I think we'd have a lot more amazing jazz pianists out there in everything in life. If we could just do fun stuff and get better by doing something fun, that would be great. Now, I'm not saying it's not fun, but practice looks like this. Was that painful to listen to? It was painful for me to do. Why? Because it's so slow. I'm ironing out bebop approaches. I'm working in on my bebop improv style by connecting bebop approaches with skips and steps using my system. And that's what practice looks like. It doesn't look like me just improvising for 10, 15 minutes trying things. It's me slowing down, having a concept in my head. Okay, I'm going to work on my chord scale above to half step below and trying to work that into my bebop approach lines and really going slow without any time so I can understand it. I can let it sink into my hand, in my mind, and I'm conceptualizing what needs to happen to create an amazing sounding bebop line, right? That's the how. And if you're jumping and making mistakes all over the place, even in your ballad arrangements, if you go to play a ballad and you can't play certain voicings because you do this. Whoops, no, that's not right. Wait, hold on, I got it. Wait, no, that's not right. Wait, oh, okay, here we go. Wait, hold on. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. Wait, no, that's not right, hold on. Wait, hold on. Oh, no, that's not right. Hold on. You see what I'm saying? That's not practicing. That's you just making a ton of mistakes, okay? I'm not trying to be hard on you right now. I hope you realize, but this is what practice looks like. I know you can't see the piano, but I'm going to list my thought process out. Okay, I need to play an E flat, which is the first note to body and soul. I need to harmonize this down, utilizing the ballad system that Brendan teaches in the Proficient Jazz Pianist with the split shell system, and I'm going to harmonize it down. I'm going to put my fingers over the notes I need. Okay, so right now I have 1 and 10. I got 11 in here. I'm going to throw some extensions in here because that's what I'm working on. And I have both shells in here, the bass note and the melody. Okay, I have my fingers over all the notes. I know this is perfect. I know what I'm about to play right now are the correct notes and voicings. I'm absolutely positive, so I'm going to play it. Boom. Okay, great. Now, I need to play my next two melody notes. And now I have a melody note of F over a B flat 7 chord, and I need my flat 9 in there because that's what it says in the chart. I have my two shells, my split shell system with the thumbs. Great. I got my flat 9 under my index. I got my other third to fill in the chord tone. I know exactly what this is going to sound like. My fingers are over the notes, and I am going to play this chord. Beautiful. Okay? That's what practice looks like for playing ballads. That's exactly what it looks like. Now, huge, important. Are you listening? The difference between practice session number one and what I just showed you right there is this. Discipline. Discipline. Okay? It is not easy to sit at the piano and practice the way that I just demonstrated. It's not. But if you want to experience massive amount of progress in a year, massive amount of results, maybe in 6 weeks, right? Maybe in 4 weeks, if you work at that, you will get so much better, so much faster. I promise you. But it takes discipline within yourself as a human being to follow that. Okay? So let me review this and then I'm going to let you go. Point one, the why. You need to know your goal. You need to have a target. You need to have a place on the map that you're trying to get to. Otherwise, you cannot route a path. If you have no target, if you have no goal, no destination, you cannot make a path, the quickest path to get from point A to point B. It's just facts. So you need to know your why. And a lot of times that information is just not out there. The only information you find on YouTube is how to play Bill Evans voicings, how to play quick licks, how to play shiny objects, right? McCoy voicings, how to play these fourth chords. Yeah, that they don't, no one talks about that, right? And that's why so many times you're so lost. So you got to know your why, you got to pick your why. And once you have that, then you move to your what. What do you need to practice to get to your why? What's the destination? How do you move forward to reach your why? Now, the what is the information. That's the information you're given. When you invest in something like my Proficient Jazz Piano course, right? You get the what. You get the information, the education in a systematic format. It's essentially the roadmap and the path now. So to get from point A to B, you've told me, okay, I want to get from A to B. I know meet B is my destination. Brendan, tell me how to get there. Boom. This is the information you need. This will get you there. Okay, it may not be what you're expecting, but I promise you this is what's going to get you there and this is what you need. This is the only thing you need to get to point B. You don't need all this other stuff yet. You can want the other stuff for a different destination, but to get to that destination, this is all you need, right? And then it's up to you, the how. How you take the information and practice it. When you practice with discipline and you practice correctly, you make consistent, amazing progress very, very fast. Everyone does. Everyone does. But it's about the how you practice, right? And I could go into a whole podcast on how you practice, but I don't have time for that right now. This is about the big picture, okay? Whew. This is really, really powerful stuff, guys. I hope that you realize that. And ask yourself, which one is holding you back right now? Is it the why? Is it the what? Or is it the how? Why you practice, what you practice, or how you practice? Okay, what is it? And if you want that clarity, if you want that next step, if you do know your why, okay, you can get the whys from my roadmap. It's completely free because I don't need to hold any of that stuff back, right? Go to jazzpianoschool.com/roadmap. You can get the why right now and choose your why. If you need the what, though, that's a little bit more difficult. That's what I teach. That's the investment you'd make into your jazz piano journey. It's difficult to know because you're not a teacher. I don't even blame you. I don't blame you for that, right? You need to have some sort of teacher that teaches you the what to get to your why. You can bring your why to your teacher. Hey, teacher, I want to learn how to do this, right? And a lot of times it'll still get pretty watered down and scattered with a bunch of different stuff. It's not that clear. But if you do want more of that clarity, you can start, you can get the Proficient Jazz Pianist path, right? By going to jazzpianoschool.com/PJP. That will give you the what in the information you need to practice to get to your goal. All right. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Have a wonderful day. And as always, happy practicing.